Everyone wants to buy a home, but not everyone can afford one. Before purchasing their own home, some people must first start off by renting a home or an apartment, while others detest the obligations that come with buying real estate. Ryan Weir, a real estate tycoon, claimed that tenants who choose to rent have their own benefits as well. In New Zealand, Ryan Weir manages rental properties. When he began purchasing homes at the age of 19, he entered the real estate market. Ryan Weir started a business with a friend and sold it 7 years later thanks to his business skills. Benefits of renting a house: long-term leases provide lots of advantages, says Ryan Weir. For example, it is more adaptable, costs less to maintain, and the tenant won't be responsible for mortgage payments. Some folks can do whatever they want because they don't have to worry about anything. They are not responsible for things like property tax, house upkeep, or repairs. Factors that determine the house you rent: when looking to rent a home, the top considerations are usually cost, location, and square footage. If not, you would be unhappy with the outcome and would need to find another home. What is your financial capacity, for instance? According to Ryan Weir, and quote, this will determine the price range of rentals you can afford, and quote. Keep in mind as you do that your landlord has the right to raise your rent whenever he sees fit. Popular suburban areas or locations are where this happens the most frequently. Additionally, the region where the property is located can experience further development in the future, raising the cost of living there. No issue if you believe you can continue to afford the rising expense of living there. The application process: the agent or landlord will look over your paperwork and application when you wish to rent an apartment. Consequently, it is crucial to prepare your documents. Your chances of getting the house will rise as a result. Additionally, check your leasing agreement before you vacate to see when you are required to tell your former landlord. If your lease is for a definite period of time, you must do this. Documents you should prepare ahead: means of identification, credit card check. Sometimes the agent can ask for police clearance, curriculum vitae, personal statement, work and personal references. Things to look out for: when you go to view houses, every room must have PowerPoints. Check if the neighborhood is good, safe, and close to social facilities. You can do this during the day and at night to get a feel of the area in the day and night. View the house heating system and alarm system. Check the house water system. You can do this by switching on the taps and showers in the house. Ask the agent if the properties around the rental building are rentals or occupied by the owners. Also, ask about the age categories of those living in the area. Check if the house is damaged by water or mold, or any other thing. Check if the room is sunny and airy enough. Conclusion: Ryan Weir's final piece of advice was to hold on to the home you find once you realize it is the one for you. It's likely that someone will buy the house if you reject it because it lacks a minor amenity. It will be too late when you start to regret your choice. Furthermore, if you search for other rentals, you might not even locate a home as nice as that one.